Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here on Labor Day 2015. That's right. We're broadcasting live on Labor Day. I'm laboring. I got confused, folks. I thought Labor Day meant that I was supposed to labor. I'm not very smart, obviously. Or I wouldn't be in the radio, right? But anyway... let's talk about Labor Day. That's what I want to do this segment. It's just you and me. I want to talk about the origins of Labor Day, and I want to propose a new idea. Well, actually, it's not that new. I've been proposing it for a long time, but I want to remind you about this. I want to remind you that Labor Day began as an idea in the mind of a 19th century labor leader. And they're both of their names. Actually, we don't know which one. One or two guys. And if I say their names, you'll think, well, they might be related, but they actually spell it two different ways. Some say Matthew McGuire came up with the idea of Labor Day in the 19th century, in the 1800s, and others say it was Peter McGuire who did it. Both 1800s, 19th century labor leaders, but they spell their names differently, so they're not related. Very little irony there. But those two cared greatly for a very important segment of the workplace, its workers. But regardless of paternity, such a day, such a Labor Day, was first celebrated on a Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, in New York City, when members of the CLU, it was a union in those days, CLU took an unpaid day off to demonstrate solidarity and, of course, have picnics. And ever since since 1884, when President Grover Cleveland's signature designated the first Monday in September as Labor Day, it's been an official holiday ever since then. And so in 1898, Samuel Gompers, then head of the American Federation of Labor, called Labor Day, this is his quote, "the day for which the toilers in past centuries looked forward, when their rights and their wrongs would be discussed, that the workers of our day may not lay down their tools of labor, may not only lay down their tools of labor for a holiday, but upon which they may touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it." Unquote. So that's some feelings that were way back. I mean, I think about my family. My mother and father were members of unions. Back in the, well, for their whole lives, and beginning in the 40s, they did. And so this was, you know, generations before that, people were really felt very strongly about these things. And the whole union movement began in America in the late 1900s. Alas, entrepreneurs, as you know, aren't organized like our union brethren, probably because we're too busy making payroll. There's no single small business day officially decreed by the U.S. government. There's no Entrepreneur's Day set aside to honor the few who do so much for so many. A day to picnic and party down in honor of the real heroes of the marketplace, small business owners. There actually is a Small Business Week when the U.S. Small Business Administration recognizes the creme de la creme of entrepreneurs in America. But it's not an official day. And that week is not always the same week every year. It moves around, and they do different things. And it's not, it's actually kind of ad hoc. It's kind of loosey-goosey, Small Business Week is. So I've been part of it for years with the various administrations, starting with the Clinton administration over the time that I've been doing what I do here on the show. Very much involved for years in the Bush administration. I was heavily involved. They wanted me to be there. And I did a lot of stuff for them to help them celebrate that. But there's no day, no single day for small business owners. But here's why I think there should be. Small business owners represent 98% of all U.S. businesses. Small business owners produce over half of the U.S. GDP, $17 trillion GDP, over half by small businesses. We signed the front of the paychecks of over 70 million workers, over half of private sector workers. How about that? So let's see. Big deal on Labor Day. No Small Business Day. What's wrong with this picture? So what's the answer? Well, let's celebrate Small Business Day in a way no other national holiday has ever been established. I think we should do it on a Sunday. I think we should do it the second Sunday in August. Here's why. Sunday is preferred because that would create the least payroll expense. I don't want to have a holiday, national holiday, that costs small business owners money. That would be the opposite of what I'd want to accomplish. August is the month of choice because that's when politicians are home on recess. This way they can practice casting their pearls before us, small business owners, we small business owners, in preparation for eating barbecue and sucking up to the unions on Labor Day. So to paraphrase Samuel Gompers, small business owners deserve a day for which those signers at the front of paychecks can look forward to when their rights and wrongs will be discussed. That the small employers of our day may not only lay down their challenges for a holiday, but during which they may touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it. It's time for entrepreneurs to unite. We've got to get more organized. One of the things that I did, one of the things that I've talked about with small business owners in our recent polling is about being a single issue voter. We have a lot of small business owners who are single issue voters for things that are not their business. They put political issues other political issues above the political issues that would help their small business. I don't understand that. Because if my small business is successful, I can do a lot of cool things. I can contribute to a lot of causes that I care about. But if I don't, if I contribute to those causes first without supporting my small business, then I can't do that. And those causes are not going to come to my rescue if I have trouble in my business. So I'm encouraging small business owners to be single issue voters for their small businesses. And that might be a time when, before too long, when part of that will be voting for people who recognize that we need a small business day in America, not just a Labor Day. It's almost 9 after, no, almost 20 after, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.